Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Tuesday, November 16th, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Jeff Butts. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Kelly. Thanks for having me on. How are you doing?
Not too bad, actually. How are you?
I'm groovy.
Awesome. Well, we have, I'm glad you're here and I'm glad you're groovy because we have some interesting stuff to discuss. And the first thing is an Apple Watch feature. And part of what I like about this is going to come with a bonus Apple Watch tip in a little bit. But first, what we want to talk about specifically is walkie-talkie. And this is a feature that is part of Apple Watch. It came with Series 4. Or at least with the version of watchOS that shipped right behind Series 4 watches, mm-hmm. because that was one of the things that was sort of nifty about it was that you were going to also get this functionality. And that's walkie-talkie. Yeah, because wow. When I got my Series 4, that was one of the things that was really exciting about it was it came with walkie-talkie and I can use walkie-talkie and we should walkie-talkie. And lots of people, I think, turned it on and went, wow, this is really cool, and showed it off to other people, and then never used it again.
Right.
So the first tip I would give you is that if you raise your arm and look at your watch, and you have an odd little yellow icon that pops up that sort of looks like a camera almost, that's like a little yellow square up at the top center of your screen, yeah. That means you have walkie-talkie on. So if you don't see that, Jeff, how does one enable walkie-talkie?
Well, there's an easy way and there's an easier way.
Okay.
If you've never used it before, probably the easy way, which is tap on your digital crown, press mm-hmm. your digital crown, and then find the walkie-talkie app, mm-hmm. which is basically just a bigger version of that icon.
Yeah.
That you don't see.
It's
a yellow icon yellow icon with a black radio in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very top of the app, you'll see the walkie-talkie toggle. And you can turn that on or off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also where you'll find where you can add people that you can walkie-talkie with.
Yeah. Now, before we get too far into that, this is where the bonus Apple Watch tip comes from. And that is, if you're having a hard time seeing that because you're using what they call the honeycomb layout for your apps, mm-hmm. one of the settings in the Watch app on your phone is that you can set the layout to either be that honeycomb weird bunch of stuff that never gives you the right thing to tap on, or
right.
you can make it a list. And list view, at least if you're Kelly, list view will change your life. It's so much easier because you get to see the icon and the name next to it. You can tell yep. where it is because like walkie talkie starts with a W. That's way down at the end of the alphabet. I can, you know, go get it that way. And it's
yeah.
really nice to have that option. It just makes it a lot easier to navigate. So if you're like I was, which was even with my tiny hands and little fingers, being able to try and tap on the one I actually wanted never mm-hmm. worked. Try list view and maybe that will make things better.
Huh.
So
that's funny because it works fine for me and my hands are all kinds of messed up.
But I was always like, oh, messages, I'm going to tap on that. And then it would be like, which workout do you want to start?
I'm
like,
no. Plus, right?
So yeah, I don't know if
yeah.
I've got like, I don't know if I'm just using weird lotion or something and like, I don't know, but yeah. anyway,
I don't know.
List view is awesome. So like, if you don't like honeycomb view, if it's too small or whatever, try list view,
yeah.
see if it's better.
List view.
Yeah. So
and
you go
so,
in there and you hit the switch.
You hit the switch and then, you know, add the people you want to walkie talkie with.
Uh-huh.
They're going to have to accept your invitation, obviously.
Yeah. They get a little notification, I think. And basically, when there's a big add friends button at the bottom. And when you
yep.
do that, it will give you basically it opens your contacts. And so it's
right.
just going to give you a list of names. And then if it's somebody that you already have in walkie-talkie, it will have a yellow check mark to the right of their name. So you're not inviting somebody who's already in your walkie-talkie list.
Right.
So
and then once you've got that set up and you've got your people in there, mm-hmm. from then, if you want to turn it on or off, the easiest way is to use the control center.
Yes.
Swipe up from the bottom of your watch, scroll down on my watch. It's the fourth row of icons. Mm-hmm. And again, it's a yellow background, black radio with some half circles coming off of it.
Yeah.
Tap on it to turn it off. Tap on it to turn it on.
Mm-hmm. And then it's enabled. And basically, enabled means if I have Jeff in my friends list and Jeff has me in his friends list in walkie-talkie, you tap and hold on the person, and then you can talk to them. So it comes out to be a pretty, like, overall, it's a really nice experience. And aside from, like, but look how cool this is. Like, when you tap on somebody, it'll say checking availability, and then it'll tell you if they're available or not. And then if they are, then you can talk to them. And it will give you a big yellow button in the middle of the screen, and it says touch and hold to talk. And you can, and you have to hold the button down just like you would on a walkie-talkie on the side, you know, hold it down with your thumb so you can chat, same sort of thing. So you press and hold, say the thing you need to say, and then basically that recording pops up on the other person's watch. So it's very Dick Tracy. So, like, that person, like, all of a sudden will get, you know, I'm at this part of the mall, where are you? You know, and then
that's what I was going to say. You know, somebody might think, well, you know, other than the cool, oh, I'm 12 and I've got friends over for a sleepover, we're going to play with walkie talkies. Mm-hmm. What's it good for? Well, it's actually good for a lot of things. Like you just said, meetups at the mall, finding someone in the store, zeroing in on where somebody is when you're going to pick them up without using the find my friends thing, you know,
or even like better granularity with find my friends, right? Like, you can maybe tell like friend of the show, Jeff Gamet, was regularly picking someone up from school in the before. And so, like, knew this person was at school, but didn't necessarily know they were already out front or waiting, you know, like at the front steps or waiting on the corner or, you know, down the block or whatever, because, like, sometimes find my friends isn't that good. So you just fire up walkie talkie and go, where are you? Like, oh, I'm in front of the jungle gym, or I'm at the front steps, you know, or under the sign, whatever. And then you can,
like, you know, which door are you at?
Yeah. I have used this to great success, coordinating airport pickup, also in the before.
I can see that.
I'm standing under this sign. And that also makes it easy because if the person coming to pick you up is presumably driving, then they just hear you say, you know, automatically, like it pops out of their watch, I'm standing under the United sign, you know, or whatever. And then they can they can find you easily, and they don't have to, like, fumble with their phone or worry about the person in front of them who is suddenly in the wrong lane and needs over immediately. You know, like, you're keeping people's eyes on the road by just being able to walkie talkie, like, this is where I'm at if you need to find me, you know, and coordinate that way. So that's one of the nice things about walkie talkie, is sort of that ad hoc planning. I've used it to, like, meet up with people outside when it wasn't necessarily a set location. It's not like I'm meeting you inside Starbucks. Like, I will meet you at this park or something, you know, like, I'm standing in front of the jungle gym. Like, that can be a nice way to do it. So, it's a very nice way to, and the thing about it is, it sort of, this is one of those features, and we've talked about this with iOS before too, like, WatchOS has a lot of stuff it does that's really cool and very useful that gets a lot of discussion when it's new and then sort of goes away. So, like, you know, nobody's talked about Apple Watch and walkie talkie, I don't think, in quite a while. So that's part of why we wanted to bring it back. So,
right. And, you know, I threw up just an impromptu poll on my Twitter account asking my followers, how many of you are using this now, have used it in the past, or have never used it? I'm getting a number of people that say, oh yeah, I've used it in the past, but nobody is saying, oh yeah, we're using it now.
Yeah.
And, you know, it kind of, do we just get complacent and decide, well, you know, this is neat, but don't need it anymore?
Yeah, I think the novelty wears off, or maybe you migrate to a new watch and it's not on by default, or, you know, maybe you don't move your settings over, and if you weren't using it a ton in the first place, you don't think to go back and turn it on.
Forget about it.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see. Also, keep an eye on the Mac Observer Twitter account and on the TMO Daily Twitter account, because we're going to put out more questions like that to our listeners and see what y'all have to say about it. So we have another thing to talk about today, which is going to be awesome. But first, I want to take a moment and talk to you about our sponsors today. Our first sponsor is Coinbase, and cryptocurrency, like Coinbase deals in cryptocurrency, and cryptocurrency might feel like it's a secret or it's some sort of exclusive club that like you don't know anything about. And Coinbase believes anyone anywhere should be able to get their foot in the door. So whether you've been trading for years or you're just getting started, Coinbase can help. So Coinbase offers a trusted and easy to use platform to buy, sell, and spend cryptocurrency. They support the most popular digital currencies on the market and make them accessible to everyone. Coinbase offers portfolio management and protection. They have learning resources and a mobile app so you can trade securely and monitor your cryptocurrency all in one place. Millions of people in over 100 countries trust Coinbase with their digital assets. Whether you're looking to diversify or you're just getting started, or you're searching for a better way to access crypto markets, you can start today with Coinbase. And when I say start today, I'm not kidding. Because for a limited time, new users can get $10 in free Bitcoin when you sign up today at coinbase.com/TDO. So go sign up at coinbase.com/TDO and you get $10 in free Bitcoin. That's a limited time offer, so make sure you go do that today. That is coinbase.com/TDO. I'd like to thank Coinbase for sponsoring the show. And our other sponsor today is ZocDoc. ZocDoc allows you to compare doctors by rating and read reviews from actual patients. Just download the free ZocDoc app. It's the easiest way to find a great doctor and instantly book an appointment. With ZocDoc, you can search for highly rated local doctors who take your insurance, and you can book in-person or video appointments. This isn't just for primary care either. You can find a dentist, a psychiatrist, an eye doctor, or loads of other specialists on the app as well. ZocDoc makes healthcare easy. Now is the time to prioritize your health. Go to ZocDoc.com/TDO and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free and book a top-rated doctor. Many are available as soon as today. That's ZocDoc.com/TDO, ZocDoc.com/TDO. We'd like to thank ZocDoc for sponsoring the show today. So the other thing we have to talk about today is very exciting on a number of fronts for both Jeff and myself. And basically that's Fraggle Rock. So, and I'm pointing that out because Fraggle Rock is awesome. B, if you have fond memories of the OG Fraggle Rock, you can relive those memories because all of the original Fraggle Rock productions, I guess I'll call
everything,
are on Apple TV Plus.
And everything Fraggle Rock.
All of the specials, all of the original series, all that stuff is all on Apple TV Plus for you. And there are new episodes coming, right, Jeff?
Yeah. They're rebooting Fraggle Rock. Apple TV Plus is rebooting Fraggle Rock, and it launches, the first episode premieres January 21st, if I remember right, of 2021.
Yeah, coming soon.
I cannot wait.
I'm very excited about it myself.
I mean, that show was such a key part of me as a kid.
Yeah, same. Like, I loved Fraggle Rock.
I won't say it was the only reason, but it was one of the big reasons that my parents had HBO in the first place, was for us to be able to watch Fraggle Rock every week.
Yeah. And it was a super fun show. And it was one of those, it's one of those sort of like actual family programs where it wasn't like designed for kids, but if the parents sit in on it, like it's just going to drive them around the bend. It's not like that at all. So that's part of what's really nice about Fraggle Rock is that it's what used to be considered a family show. Like now they call it a family show, but it's something for kids, like exclusively, basically.
Right.
So that's the thing that I always like to point out about some of the older programs, like Fraggle Rock, The Muppet Show was the same sort of thing. Like mm-hmm. there's some sly humor for you if you're older, but if you're younger, like watching Gonzo get hit with a pie or watching Fozzie fall down or whatever, like is always funny. So
It
doesn't matter who you are, there's appeal for you, and it's different appeal for everybody. And Fraggle Rock does that really well too, with all of their with all of the setups and everything in their episodes, you know, like it's not excruciating to watch as an adult. And
no, I mean my parents loved it, my grandparents loved it. Mm-hmm. You know, we all gathered around the TV, and that's missing today in a lot of families, I think.
Yeah, well, because there's a lot of because that viewing is missing in a lot of programming. Like there's not a lot that's funny to the adults, but funny in a different way to the kids. And so everyone can watch it and nobody has to feel weird, you know, about like, oh, but now there's kissing and I'm sitting here with my folks or whatever. So, you know, it's nice. And that's one of the things I really like about Fraggle Rock is it's funny and it's kind and it's like a really nice show. And like
I hope that they do it right and they keep that universal appeal.
Yeah. I've seen a little bit of the Helpsters stuff that Apple mm-hmm. teamed up with Sesame Workshop to do, and it definitely has the same vibe. So I have enjoyed that. So I'm that's part of why I wanted to talk about Fraggle Rock today, was because first of all, yay! And second of all, like you get to watch the old stuff, but also like I'm feeling cautiously optimistic about the new stuff because it feels like the Sesame Workshop folks have the right vibe. Like there's a whole other conversation to be had about what's happened to the Muppets in the 21st century, but Fraggle Rock is a Sesame, like the Sesame Workshop folks I think are the ones that are working in conjunction, like the Jim Henson folks that do Sesame Street and things are the ones that are involved in this.
Right.
So it definitely feels more legit, I guess.
Yeah. So. And I want to hope that the fact that they've put all of the old content up is mm-hmm. indicative that they're going to be keeping that same feel.
Yeah, that's my hope as well, because you wouldn't want to put up like the great old stuff and then like give, you know, make weak sauce versions of those things again.
You don't want to draw people in with, you know, this is what Fraggle Rock was in the 80s.
Yeah.
And then slam on them, oh, this is Fraggle Rock, but like South Park.
But no, yeah. And I
that's
yeah.
all kinds of bad.
Yeah, and I'm really optimistic that's not what's happening. So this is one of the things we haven't spent a ton of time on is that one of the other nice things about Apple TV Plus is that there's a lot of kids programming available there. So Snoopy in Space, like the nature documentary stuff is all pretty... I mean, it's nature. So like there's some violence. I generally refer to nature documentaries as dinner and a show because there's always some animal is getting eaten while I watch. So it's dinner and a show. But like the nature documentary stuff is on there, like the night, Earth at Night in Color, I think it's called, like is super cool.
That's amazing.
Like, but there's a lot of stuff there that like everybody can watch. I mean, there's stuff that you really shouldn't let the kids watch. Like don't let your kids near the morning show. No problem. You know, but there's
servant's a bad idea.
Yeah. But there's a lot of stuff on there that's really good for everybody. And so that's one mm-hmm. of the things that I feel like, gives it not necessarily an edge, but it's a thing that that not everybody talks about. Sort of like Walkie Talkie. Like, you know, the Helpster stuff came out and Snoopy in Space came out and people kind of went, oh, they've got Snoopy. Oh, there's some Muppet stuff happening over there. And then not really, like, it sort of faded into the background, I think. So that's part of the other reason we wanted to call it out. And then also Jeff and I are just super excited to talk about Muppets.
Fraggle Rock.
For a while. Come on. Oh, like, how can it be bad, right?
I just want to hole up all weekend long and do nothing but watch Fraggle Rock.
I mean, you could do worse. Like, yeah. I've spent lots more time on lots less entertaining pursuits. I guarantee. Yeah, I've got to
get the significant other on board with that idea.
Yeah, well, yeah, we'll figure that out. If you have tips for Jeff on that front, you can email us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. Jeff, thanks so much for coming by.
Oh, thanks for having me. It was fun.
And I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. And let's be careful out there.